Hi, welcome to Rich Dreams Express.
I'm Tom Pauly.
And I'm Penelope Pauly. And today we thought we would expand on Tom's letter that he wrote out this week.
Oh my goodness. I woke up at 4 o'clock on Friday morning, which is even early even for me, and by at least an hour.
That's early for everyone.
And this is strange because I used to sleep till 9:30 or so, and this past 6 months I've been getting up earlier and earlier. It's like I just can't stay asleep any longer.
I think that's really what's going on in the world.
Exactly.
Is none of us can stay asleep any longer. And the letter that he sent out that talked about really owning where you are and recognizing when you've been going along down a certain path and realize that maybe you're not getting the whole story. You're not living the life that you thought you were supposed to do or that you thought you were doing. Is there something going on in you that is not connecting as fully as you could?
Because really, that's the whole bottom line. You've got connecting, unleashing a higher power into your life, which is what quantum marketing is about, which is why I put it out for the quantum marketing, or how it, in, I don't know, inspired me to write the letter. That higher power, that's the most important thing, that connection. To me, I see it as I have to, I want to, I need to. There's no real verb for it. Connecting. I need that connection. I desperately crave that connection.
Because that connection, that allowing and remembering and connecting to the divine creative energy is really how we can live our lives most fully. How we can live our lives in a state of joy and peace and allowing and getting what we want. It is the first steps into living the life we came here to live. You know, somehow in our society or in the way that we've interpreted life through our reptilian brains, we think that higher thought, elevated thinking and living doesn't equate to the material life we want to experience, whether it's material goods and services, whether it's having a career that is about what we feel passionate about, whether it's meeting the person that we want to spend our life with, whatever it is. We somehow think that spirituality, higher thought, connecting to the divine energy isn't the same.
It's exactly the same. It is the whole reason you have the desire. You have that desire to pull you that way, to draw you near to your goal, to draw you near to hidden gifts you may not even realize you're searching for. I mean, God knows your situation better than you do. And he leads us. And frequently, he leads us by our pocketbook.
That does happen sometimes.
Unfortunately, but true.
But that's also maybe where people are sort of conditioned to look, right? I mean, but
right.
It doesn't have to be your pocketbook. You can just feel stuck. You can feel, and it's not everywhere in your life. Maybe in some parts of your life, you feel completely connected. Everything flows easily. Things work for you. But in other parts of your life, you feel stagnant. You feel disconnected. You feel unrequited.
But you often feel that calling somewhere. And it's that calling you need to seek out. And that's why we created the course, Quantum Marketing, so that you can write down specifically. And it takes us through, what, six steps?
Six weeks of stuff.
6 weeks. And, oh my goodness, it's just a gift from God. It was given to Penelope and I. We had no idea what we were going to do. I wrote a sales letter, and then I sold a bunch of them, 18, and we had no idea what to give them.
Well, we really were in a state of allowing and receiving, and we knew that it was time to take things to another level. And You know, I think that we're coming upon a time again for those types of jumps and leaps for us all to start to make. And we promote quantum marketing for those that are ready. It's not to make people feel like they can't have what they want. You can absolutely have what you want. And you can do these steps, and you can do the things you've learned about in Rich Dreams, and it all works. The reason that we created that course, we were given that course, was to start to work on a higher level, both as teachers and mentors, and also for other people to start to elevate themselves into acceptance of a higher level. And we're all doing that all the time. And right now we're in a time of a spiritual change going on. And many of us are finding new spiritual paths and new spiritual practices to take us to that next level. And whatever you're doing, as long as it is serving you and it's connecting you to the divine, bravo. You're going to see the changes in your life that you seek.
I don't know that I can add to that at all. Listen, I hope this helped. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you have a great Sunday. We love you. We love you. We love you.
You know, let me just give him a quick exercise.
She can add to it. She always does that. She adds too.
Here's a quick exercise. Take out your notebooks. Get out a pen. Write this down. I am willing to connect to my divine spirit. I'm willing to connect to my higher power. I'm willing to connect to the divine. I am shown the path to connect. I am guided by divine energy. I accept my greatness. And then I want you, after you're done writing that list, if you can find a quiet moment, and I, trust me, I know those are not easy for all of us to find. Close your eyes and just, in a state of pretending, pretend you're touching the divine. And see what that does for you. See if it makes you feel exhilarated. See if it makes you feel scared. Explore how that makes you feel, and that will give you a great indication of where to work, of what to look at in your life, and what to start working through. Start that step. All of you can do it. We all come from divine, so we can all connect. We love you so much.
Now we are through.
Have a great week.
Bye.
Good luck and great adventures.